Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are once again, connecting in this manner, you and me, two buddies, just thinking about life, spending our time together, going through this process, our ritual, our daily discipline, our habit, our mental toughness conditioning exercise every single day. How is this week gone for you? Are you sticking to those things that you know that you should be doing? You're here listening to this podcast. That's a great thing. Are you in your habit? Do you have that pattern down when you download this podcast, when you actually listen to it? Are you playing full out when I go through the daily disciplines about when I ask you the things to focus on just for those 10, 20, 30 seconds every single day? How's everything going? Maybe some of the things we talked about, your simple things of reviewing your day at the end of the day so you can identify those things that you're doing well. Maybe even just for the process of patting yourself on the back when you deserve it, instead of just always grinding, moving forward, you take the time at the end of the day to say, hey, well, you know what? Maybe I'm doing okay, right? Especially when you do that over time, you have your pad of paper and you get in the habit of just kind of reviewing your day. You can go back and see everything that you've done. And that's sometimes really rewarding because you're always moving forward. I know a person like you who's listening to a podcast like this, you're probably always driving for more. And sometimes you got to stop and appreciate it. Reviewing your day, planning the day the night before, waking up first thing in the morning and looking over what you've planned out the day before and start right in the right direction, right from the very beginning. Know what your outcome is, knowing what your results are. Certain disciplines like that, are you consciously thinking about those things that maybe before you thought weren't really all that big of a deal? And now you're seeing how little by little it's one more piece to this puzzle we call life that you're slowly and surely putting together. Thank you so much for listening to me. I always say that I really want to let you know how much I appreciate you taking the time to do this for yourself. Congratulate yourself. I know on this one, if you were just to do this when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, when your motivation level is somewhere in between, when I'm talking to you and I'm speaking right to your heart and you're going, yeah, this is getting me pumped up that, yeah, those dreams, those plans, those goals that I have, they are going to come true, right? I'm saying the words that are coming into your life right at the right time, and you're feeling great. And also those times when I'm talking about things and you're going, oh, God, it's bugging me. It's putting a pit in my stomach because I know I should be following through, or I've been putting in all of this effort. I've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast. I've been executing a lot of these things that Skip has been talking about, but they just don't seem like they're paying off. And when you listen to this podcast, you follow through anyway when you don't feel like it. It's almost like a painful feeling. It causes more angst, right? And in the short term, it's not quite as enjoyable. And you're thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I being such a mask? Because every time for the last couple of weeks that I'm listening to this podcast, all it's making me do is feel worse about my situations. It's reminding me that things aren't coming together for me. All right, and everything in between, again, this whole journey, this ups and downs, the satisfaction is in the struggle. You getting up and swinging that bat every single day and knowing, you know, I have this motto is that when it comes to challenges, stepping up, being courageous, because, you know, we're all plagued with self-doubt at times. You know, we put our ambitious plan together, we get the action going, things don't turn out the way that we'd like, or they're certainly not coming as quickly as we'd like. They're not even the accomplishment, the achievement, the feelings, the production isn't even close to what we hoped it would be, right? And you have that self-doubt. That's all part of the process. If it were easy, we wouldn't be enjoying it. If it were easy, we wouldn't be driven. It would be like playing a game of, I don't know, football, basketball, whatever, with your friends, playing pool. And all you did was just kick ass all the time. You just knew when you were going to play, you were just going to annihilate your friend, your competitor, your opponent. I know there's a certain satisfaction to that, especially if you worked hard for that. But at the same time, it's the ups and downs, the all-arounds, the winning, and at the same time, always on edge thinking, wow, I can't take this for granted. I got to put my game face on. Sometimes it's getting your butt kicked. And you're sitting back and kind of feeling a little hurt, a little damaged, and then that climb backwards, back to the top, you know, thinking, man, can I do this again? I've done it before. The self-doubt that goes along with it. I mean, that is what we all go through. And sometimes it's not because our production level or our abilities or the breaks that they're so much less. It's just that we want more after we've achieved a certain level. We've accomplished a certain thing. We've had a certain set of feelings. We put ourselves in a position. We think, wow, I can do even more. I want even more out of life. You have that confidence to set your goals even higher. Set those things. Let's just take it out of the achievement accomplishment world. It's just that, hey, wow, I've got this great marriage. Now I want to take these feelings, emotions, experiences with my wife and my family to even a higher level. So it isn't that you're going backwards like it may feel sometimes, just that you want so much more. How do you deal with all that? Now, that's a question I want you to think about. Do you have a specific strategy? Do you have a specific strategy when things aren't going as well as you would like? And again, whether that is in reality or definitely hitting some setbacks. Sometimes, again, when you have those setbacks, those can be the best things for us because, I mean, we have to step up. We are forced to do everything we can to fight like hell and use the most of our talents, our resources, our abilities to stay up late at night, to get up early in the morning. I mean, we're forced to, right? Sometimes that's easier than when you have your patterns, your strategies that you've sold yourself that are working. Maybe they've worked to a certain level in the past, and you know you should do it, and you're on that pattern, you have that structure, and then, you know, things, they're not horrible, all right, to kick you in the butt and make you stay up late at night, make you get up early in the morning, make you use your time more efficiently, and maybe not spend so much time on social media or talking about your neighbor or whatever you do it, or when you go to the gym, even things that are even, you know, are good for you that you should do. You know, you're going to get it done in an hour instead of an hour and a half because you got to get home and do things, all right? It's those times when they're not horrible, but they're not good. They're just somewhere in that large gray area in between. And then you have that self-doubt coming in. Wow, can I really accomplish, you know, these goals? You know, I have all these plans. Is it ever going to happen for me? Right? And if you have ambitious goals, let me just tell you, not just from my personal experience, because I'm here to tell you, I go through those times myself, but also, you know, with all the men who are driven to take their lives to the next level, who I deal with all the time. You know, really successful, driven men who do the right things, who are willing to step up and do whatever it takes. They go through those times too. So if that sounds like you, you're in good company. That's the human condition, right? It's like I was saying before about the ups and downs and all arounds. It would be like a movie going to a movie theater. I mean, what gets you engaged in the movie, it's not that it's all happy from start to end, happy, happy, happy. You know, even though it's happy, it would be kind of boring after a while. And it certainly isn't all sad, sad, sad the whole way. It's when a movie puts you on that roller coaster ride of emotions. You know, the happiness, the joy, the love, the fear, the tears, the anger, the events that happen to you or to your the character in the movie that just aren't fair, and how they're dealing with that self-doubt and the climb back to the top and, you know, all of that. That's what your life is like, right? And that's what makes a movie enjoyable. And, you know, the only way you're going to get the type of certainty anyway, that it's all the same, is if you're incredibly lucky, which nobody is, right, where everything works out well all the time. And again, think about that. If that was even true, number one, that would be boring, even if that could happen for you. And number two, probably won't happen that way, because even if it's happy, 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 you'll raise your standards where you would want more. And so what made you happy before isn't going to make you happy now, right? Or if you keep it steady, and some people do this, you know, hopefully this isn't you, but they just make it just average, or they just, you know, wallow in their sorrows and they expect nothing and it's bad, at least it's predictable, or it's average and they just keep it from bad and they don't even aspire to good and they just keep it average, so it's predictable. I mean, think about it. What are you doing? All right, what's your strategy when you have those down times? Because, you know, if you're like most guys, you know, you're going to have those times. And, you know, on the outside, if you were to look at it, you know, things are probably no worse than they have been in the past. So sometimes it's just a perception. But at this particular moment in time, you're just looking at things maybe more negatively than you should, or certainly that you want to. Right, you probably have been in this position many times before in your life, and you somehow get out of it. Right, think about what it is you do. Yeah, I'm giving you a lot of suggestions that I know will be helpful. Like I said, you know, the simple things like at the end of your day, thinking about your day. Just, you know, I'm not talking about spending a half an hour at the end of your day. Just looking at the list of what you accomplished. Right, and just taking it all in. Did you move closer? Were you results driven? All right, if you know what your vision is in life, and you looked at, was that a day that somehow, some way, pieced it together in some way? Taking that time to appreciate your actions, you know, for that particular day, and with that in mind, creating a list, a to-do list, so to speak, for the next day, the day before, the night before. And making sure when you write those things, are they really getting you to the results that you really want? What are those results? Right? Making yourself clear so you don't just fill your daily task, your to-do list with things that really don't matter. And they'll just keep you busy. Right? They're results-driven projects. You know, maybe you're stealing that time. That's another thing we talked about. Stealing that time that may not be something that needs to be done right now, and you've got a lot of things that need to be done right now, but you have to steal that time because you have to attain a certain level of knowledge or somehow, some way, to make your dreams, your goals, your plans, your visions come true. You're going to have to steal an hour here or there and put aside what you believe are the things that you believe they need to get done that day, or you've got the priorities and the pressures. You're going to have to steal an hour or two and do something that's not going to just be for the here and now that day. It's something that sets you apart in the future. Stealing a couple hours here and there, you know, maybe 2 or 4 hours a week, you know, that stacks up over the month. You got to find the time to put yourself ahead, right? And so, you know, putting things like that on your list and then waking up in the morning, reviewing that right away and maybe a few times a day, and is that getting closer to results? You know, things like that can shift your focus from those down times, those times where you're not quite so certain, is it all going to work out? Because you know you've created not just an effective pattern of thinking and doing that just occupies your mind. You already know that it's helping you the here and now and getting you that right mindset. Another thing is, you know, I'm really into talking about now and clarifying it about that vision and how a vision is so much more powerful than a goal, because a vision is how you want to look at this grand picture of your life and what your contributions to the world are, the contributions to your family, who you are, and what you're all about on the big scale. It's all those goals that you're doing every single day, the big ambitious goals that take months, the things, the experiences, the achievements that you are so proud of, that you do for yourself, that make you feel accomplished and worthy and build that self-confidence, and how it contributes to your family, where it's something so much bigger than you, and it contributes to the world. If you're a business owner, your product, you know, your website, your restaurant, right, your gym, whatever it is that you do, your vision is that it provides so much value, great feelings, great experiences for other people, and that's all rolled up into your vision. It's the stacking up of all your goals and your plans, all bunched up over a time period. That all equates to that bigger vision you have for yourself. Maybe that's something that you could do during those down times where you have self-doubt. All right, you get your mind focused on where you want to go and maybe not the challenges in the here and now. You know, I really believe that is an effective pattern to get yourself right in the mindset, because when you're so connected to that vision, you make better choices of what to do and not do in the here and now. That list that you are doing every single day, all right, for your production, I mean, what you actually write on that list and actually what you accomplish every day, the quality, the effectiveness, the efficiency, when that vision of who you are is in the back of your mind and not just maybe the goal in front of you, even if it's a goal that may take you 3 months, right? When you have that vision, it helps you work backwards. It changes your focus. It gets you, you know, back to where you want to go. You know, some people, you know, if you listen to one of the podcasts that I had most recently, it was with Alan. We talked about that yesterday. You know, one thing that he talked about is, you know, he was really, he loved the feelings of working out and that type of structure, you know, in the gym. You know, for him, you know, he asked, well, should I get back into that really hard and heavy? Because when I do, will that be the catalyst to get me feeling great about myself going in the right direction? Maybe, maybe not. It's all how you interpret it. That could be a distraction. That could be one of those peanut butter jelly sandwiches, you know, as the analogy that I use, that you really want those great set of feelings and emotions, that turkey dinner, right? You could satisfy it with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and it ruins your appetite, so to speak, or it curbs your hunger to use all your talents, resources, time, energy, now, using all this skills and talents that you have, using, like I said, everything more effectively and efficiently, really using all your talents, stepping up on a continual basis, right? It curbs that appetite, that drive to use all of those things to get to the turkey dinner if you spend your time on things that really don't matter, but they get you out of that mindset of wondering, man, is this, you know, is this ever going to work out? And if you think about it, obviously, you know, drugs, alcohol, smoking cigarettes, overeating, right, or eating things, pleasurable foods, when they're not in line with healthy eating, right? I'm not saying that you should never eat those pleasurable, good foods. I'm saying when you know you're eating too much and you know it's an escape from those feelings of you feeling in control, you feeling optimistic that your life is going in the right direction. I mean, those things are obvious. Drugs, alcohol, smoking, overeating, right? Whatever other bad behavior. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that you're using those as a distraction to get you from those feelings of doubt if things are ever going to work out. Time is going by. I'm getting older. My life isn't turning out the way that I want it to be. I'm going through the challenge, the game. Again, we don't call it a grind. We don't call it a bitch or anything negative. We don't refer to our life that way, but it's challenging at the time. And those are definitely negative behaviors that feel good now, and they're going to hurt us in the short run, you know, and definitely in the long run if we continue that behavior. That's not a good strategy to go to when you have those times of self-doubt, right? I mean, that's pretty obvious. But I have you thinking at a higher level than that. You know, maybe some things that on the outside look good, right, where you get into the patterns of doing things that aren't really all that productive, and they're not getting you closer to that vision, those goals, those dreams that you have. But you can satisfy your mind. At least I know what to do. All right? This is what I'm good at. It gives me peace of mind and structure. Right? And a lot of people say it's good. You know, I've always been complimented for this. I don't know what that is for you. But even something that may appear to be good for you, those things could really compromise your future if that's your go-to thing during those times of self-doubt. Right? So those are the things, that's that next level thinking that I have you going through this process. You know, because if you're the type of person to listen to this type of podcast, I'm pretty sure that, you know, all the destructive behaviors, you pretty much know you shouldn't be doing that. You haven't convinced yourself that you should anyway, or it's okay. You're probably not that type of person who will rationalize that. That part's easy. But how about those things that are really just having you in on the treadmill going nowhere, where you're busy, you're working hard, you know, people may even applaud you. They're just not really getting you anywhere. So I have you ask yourself questions all the time. Is this the highest and the best use of my time? And I have you asking yourself, is what I'm doing right now really helping me get to those results that I really want? And then what are those results again? I continue to ask you those questions for a reason instead of just setting it and forgetting it. Right, taking that higher level of thinking so you take more effective and efficient actions. Right, so what is it for you? You probably have a strategy, whether you realize it or not, on, you know, how to get out of those times of self-doubt. You're working so hard, you want so much for yourself, time is going by, and it just doesn't feel like all your effort is paying off. You know, another thing is like just having the poise and patience to wait it out. And you might reflect to the times where, you know, I felt this way before, and this too shall pass. You just got through it. Maybe you want to document it when you're during those down times. And, you know, just write down, you know, what are my thoughts? What do I do during these times? All right. And how long does it usually take? Maybe just document one of those down times so that in the future, you just have the sheet. Oh, your downtimes sheet. Okay. It usually lasts about 2 weeks. And then I make sure I work out harder, eat a little bit better. All right. I make sure I do the things that, you know, I know that I should do. I don't know. Things like, you know, one thing that I do is, one thing that I've done is I've invested a lot of time creating this, you know, dream board. You've heard about that. Because a lot of times you go through the day-to-day, there's things that you want for your life that if you knew it was a little bit closer, you were reminded every single day, you would work a little harder. You'd get up a little bit with more pep and energy first thing in the morning. Right? You'd stay up a little later. You would deal with the challenges of uncertainty during those challenging times a little bit better if you're constantly reminded of where you want to go, all the things, the experiences, the people you're doing it for. So I have this gigantic dream board, and I have in a really prominent spot because there's a lot of things that I want to experience at the next level that I haven't experienced yet. You know, all the things that I have accomplished, and I mean, they're not on my dream board, so to speak. And it's, you know, I'm a really visual person, and it's always there, whether I'm looking at it and I'm really focusing on taking in all the things to remind me of why I'm doing all this, why I'm working so hard, and why I should keep on keeping on, right? And I have sayings and quotes. Another thing, you know, that I do is I make sure I go through this habit of how I wake up in the morning, and I do it in front of this board, and I wake myself up in this specific pattern. Because I know that, you know, you've done this yourself, right? Where, you know, life is, you know, challenging. You don't know which way to go. Is it all going to work out? You're in a certain level of uncertainty. And then, I don't know, maybe for you it's a cup of coffee. I don't know, maybe it's after a workout. But there are things that you probably already do that put you in a better state of mind. So sometimes it's just moving your body and moving around, getting your body to wake up. Well, think about this. What if you were to do that? You figured out the pattern that works for you, and instead of waiting 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour for you to get going and for that to happen, you're just not conscious of what it is you do. What if you were to really think about what it is? Like I said, you know, these movement patterns for me. And so I take control of it and I just do it first thing in the morning. I go through this ritual to wake me up. I don't want to go through 10, 20, 30 minutes in the morning of going, oh, I wonder if I could do this. Man, is all my work going to pay off? Are those dreams and those visions or those plans, are they going to really work out? I don't want to go through 10 minutes, 20 minutes, even 30 minutes before I start thinking in the right way. So I'm going to take control of it from the minute I wake up. See, there's all these things that you do to get yourself out of those times of uncertainty and doubt when things are going to work out. The thing is, what are they so you can not react, you can be proactive and do them? All right, so maybe those are some suggestions that instead of just hoping or waiting until you come out of it, maybe you already have some specific strategies, or maybe during this podcast I had you, you know, stimulate some thought where you started jotting some things down of what you could do. So take control of the situation and not let your emotions, you know, take over you. You're controlling in the ship of life, so to speak, the sailboat of life. You know, you've got the winds whipping you all around. Instead of letting the winds push you, you know, everywhere in your sailboat in the ocean of life, instead you're getting those sails and you're maneuvering in a manner to get that wind, and you take control of it to go in the right direction. All right? So what is it for you? How can you be proactive during those down times? You've gotten through them before. What do you do before? And how can you make that even better? Because here's the challenge is there are many people who go through these challenging times, and you know, sometimes it may last a couple of days. For some people, it lasts a couple of weeks. You know, there are people who really don't take control of their thoughts and therefore their actions that, you know, they kind of go through this, you know, for months before you know it. That's just who they are. They don't even remember what it's like to dream or work hard. They're being controlled by the events, and you don't want that happening to you. So, you know, think about that. Be proactive. Write down some strategies that you'll apply to your life right now, or you're going to write them down so when you do go through those inevitable times of self-doubt that things aren't paying off as quickly or at the level that you want, you'll go into the pattern. Also, document how long did you go through it before you got yourself back into thinking positively. Was it 2 days? Was it 2 weeks? Because I'll tell you, even if it takes 2 weeks, you know, documenting it and thinking, well, this too shall pass. I'm just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other. I'm going to just keep on keeping on because I know this will, in 2 weeks or less, I'll be back to my old self. Again, taking control of your thoughts and rather life just happening to you. So let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. That would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in the manner that we talk about, being so mentally tough with your conditioning. You're stretching yourself. It's going to take those months, if not years, for it to happen. What is that one big goal? And then what are those results that you're after? Right? And is what you're doing right now, this is a question to ask yourself throughout the day, is what you're doing right now really leading you to those results? Hey, thanks for joining me during this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting Skipple Core's Mass Machine Nutrition. I appreciate it. Have a great day. And we'll connect again tomorrow.